Up until this year, when the park district forbade swimming at a particular beach because of high E. coli bacteria levels, it was really using bacteria info from the day before. It took 18 hours to get bacteria testing results. This year, the park district will use a more up-to-date, almost real-time, computer-generated method for estimating bacteria levels, put out advisories, and then let swimmers decide if they want to go into the water. Laura Agapi was here at 63rd Street Beach this morning.
It seems like a fine thing, I guess, if people understand that, you know, nobody really knows what they're swimming in today.
The park district will forbid swimming at beaches, though, when sewage is released into the lake after a heavy rainfall or because of high waves or lightning. At 63rd Street Beach, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, WBBM.